Government aids to urgently address gaps in fight against corruption. CEC calls for private sector involvement in development of Zambia's electricity transmission infrastructure. And in global news, US, Egypt, Saudi Arabia and the UAE put forward roadmap for peace in Sudan. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. The Alliance Against Corruption, AAC, is urging government to take immediate and decisive action to address what it describes as a growing disconnect in Zambia's fight against corruption. Organization Executive Director Noel Chisebe says the outcomes from recent prosecutions have disappointed public expectations, noting that some high-profile offenders have received lenient custodial terms considered to be disproportionate to the scale of the crimes. Dr. Chisebe says that the perceived leniency undermines efforts to deter grant corruption and erodes public confidence in anti-graft institutions. He proposes a coordinated non-partisan approach to corruption investigations and prosecutions, aiding stronger cooperation between enforcement agencies, the executive and the judiciary. Meanwhile, Dr. Chisebe has further stressed that allegations of corruption involving senior officials in the current administration must be pursued with the same intensity as other cases to counter perceptions that the anti-corruption campaign is selective or politically motivated. He has urged President Hidima to take concrete measures to strengthen transparency and accountability that ensures sentencing in corruption cases is commensurate with the gravity of the offences.
For instance, recent cases have been high-profile individuals receiving jail terms of 2 to 4 years, which is grossly inadequate considering the magnitude of corruption involved. This leniency undermines the fight against corruption and sends a wrong message that corruption is not taken seriously in Zambia. Furthermore, the Alliance Against Corruption is concerned about the perception that the fight against corruption is selective and lacks consistency. There is need to back the fight against corruption as a team and not attack politics to it.
Copperbelt Energy Corporation CEC Managing Director Owen Sinabwe has called for increased private sector involvement in the development of Zambia's electricity transmission infrastructure to help grow the country's power transmission network. Speaking during a panel discussion at the just-ended Energy Forum for Africa 2025 in Lusaka, Mr. Sinabwe said allowing private investors to identify and develop new transmission corridors backed by anchor customers would be critical in unlocking new power transmission capacity across the country. He pointed to the Zambia DRC interconnector, which CEC jointly owns with DRC state utilities now, as a successful example of how private capital can be leveraged. Mr. Tilawe emphasized the need for a phased approach that blends public and private financing in the short term with a view to developing a fully private sector-driven model in the long run. He also commended government for progress made in reforming the energy sector's legal and regulatory environment, including the introduction of an open access regime that enables third-party access to the transmission network, which is seen as a key enabler for private sector participation. Fire has gutted the residence of Chief Chifunda in Chama District of Eastern Province destroying property of cultural and official importance, including a Zambian national flag and the chief's official date stamp. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba has confirmed the development in a statement, saying the fire broke out on Thursday, September 12, 2025, around 12:30 hours at Chifunda Village in Chief Chifunda's jurisdiction. Mr. Mwemba says that the incident was reported to the police by Chabuela Ngoni, a 45-year-old chief retainer, on behalf of Steward Sakala, who is currently serving as Chief Chifunda. He says the total value of the property destroyed has not yet been established and the cause of the fire remains unknown. Mr. Mwemba says police have since opened an inquiry file to determine the origin and cause of the fire. The Kitwe District Land Alliance has called on government to speed up the introduction of a statutory instrument, SI, that will guarantee the allocation of 10% of land to persons with disabilities. District Coordinator Felix Chipoya has urged the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources to ensure that the policy is implemented without delay, citing long-standing discrimination faced by persons with disabilities in accessing land. Mr. Chipoya notes that many are often excluded from land acquisition processes, denying them a basic right to property and development. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Chipoya has expressed confidence in the ministry's support, pointing to its inclusive stance on development and willingness to back the 10% land allocation proposal.
In our development agenda, we are saying, let us not leave anyone behind. So that ideology of not leaving anyone behind, I think we shouldn't not just be in paper, but we should be seen to start characterizing our issue. If the minister is ready to issue an SI, I think for me that we are good to go, because that can be like a directive. An SI is also part of law. But remember the 1985 land circular. That was just an SI, and that's the government's particular. That is what we do. So if there's an SI towards that, and we were able to produce materials, brown materials, where our colleagues can be able to read and also understand. Because sometimes you can have an SI, but if the owners don't understand it, it won't work out.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACADES, is calling on the Ministry of Education to explore diversified sources of funding to address the ongoing shortage of desks in schools. NACADES Executive Director Dr. Aaron Chamsa says over-reliance on Constituency Development Fund, CDF, is not a sustainable solution to the desk deficit. Dr. Chamsa has cited Cabo Delgado province where, despite distributing 600,000 desks since 2021, the desk shortage has remained a pressing issue. He has emphasized the need for a significant increase in budgetary allocation towards education, with a focus on school furniture. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Chansa has also called on the private sector to come on board and provide support in addressing the desk shortage.
A lot of learners are still sitting on the floor, and we think that the CDF alone cannot sort out this challenge. We have seen that there's too much over dependence on CDF, and we can still see that the challenge is overwhelming. We need to see diversified the sources of income for this challenge to be overcome, and we think that the national budget is one of the platforms that can be used to sort this issue once and for all. And after the presidential speech, we want to see the Minister of Finance address this issue on 26th September when he is going to present the budget.
Phoenix News, we take a break.
A whole new light for radio.
In global news, the United States, Saudi Arabia, Egypt and the United Arab Emirates have put forward a proposal for a three-month humanitarian truce in Sudan, followed by a permanent ceasefire. In a joint statement, foreign ministers of the so-called Quad countries called for a nine-month transitional process following the truce to establish civilian-led governance. Sudan has been engulfed by civil war since April 2023, when tensions between the armed forces and paramilitary rapid support forces erupted into open warfare. The BBC reports. on other globe stories.
Sudanese paramilitaries have killed at least 10 civilians, including aid workers, in the capital of North Darfur. RSF fighters reportedly entered homes in Al-Fasha and shot people that they accused of supporting the Sudanese army.